Welcome to Launching the Pilot with your hosts, Brian and Paul.
Hello and welcome to episode 33.
Season 33.
Seamlessly. So, this time we're doing the Equalizer.
We are indeed. And before we start, I felt that we should speak to the listener, because we haven't heard from our Shawshank friend for a while, have we? And he's probably a bit worried with all these...
I think he's run out of spoons.
Right, all these cops and robbers.
Yeah.
And I did realise what we should have done, and it's too late, we're not doing it now, was Prison Break.
Yeah.
Just for him.
Yeah.
But we won't.
Well, I did say we could do a whole film on prisoners.
We did, yes.
We've got The Prisoner.
Prison Break.
Cell Block H.
Yeah, Cell Block H.
But yeah.
Yeah, well, tough. We're not doing it.
So we're doing The Equalizer.
We are.
1985 to 1989. 88 episodes.
Not the Denzel Washington one, then.
No.
Are you sure?
You probably watched wrong.
We've talked about these before. I can't be sure which one you're telling me to do. Luckily, I've seen both.
Yes.
They were seamlessly...
It's quite alike. It's TV, so unless it's on TV. Yeah. Now, this was like 46 minutes long. Did you watch 46 minutes of it?
That will remain to be my secret, and you'll find out later on, won't you?
Right, there's a hostage... at knife point at the beginning.
And oh, I thought we were talking about me now. I thought he's got me at a knife point.
Wish, yeah. And
Edward Woodward.
Yeah. Starts talking the man down. And that's as much as I watched.
Oh, well.
So all up to you now. He plays Robert McCall, doesn't he?
Yes.
The Equalizer.
Not quite sure why, but yeah.
He likes maths. He likes doing Sudoku, I imagine.
I imagine a lot of things, but that wasn't what I was imagining. But yeah. But yeah, we start on a US subway station, Times Square.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Guy takes girl hostage. Not quite sure why.
No, he's never... He's
I think he's being followed, isn't he, by some police, but I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, and I couldn't work out, was Edward Woodward a policeman or government agent at this point?
Well, we got to say, the guy takes the girl hostage, undercover cops radio it in.
Yeah.
Which is good that they work on this. Edward Woodward appears from nowhere.
Oh, literally.
Just literally. What, you happened to be hanging around in Times Square?
I reckon he was in the janitor's closet.
He's come out.
To shine.
He's come out of the closet.
Yeah. That's a lie. That's libelous. It's against his estate.
Is it Rosemary?
He was never
in. Or Henry, the mild-mannered janitor.
He never come out of a closet in his life.
Well, I'm not sure where he'd come out of, but he come from somewhere.
Yeah, and he's working, isn't it? He's talking the man down, the man sort of relaxing a little bit.
I've just put it, Equalizer appears from shadows, not sure how he knew, or has he just been waiting around for days for this sort of thing to happen? But yeah, he talks to the guy, convinces the guy to let the girl go. It's not worth it.
Yeah. And he slowly sort of...
Yeah, he's coming round to it, isn't he?
Then another cop, government man maybe, shoots him.
Yeah, I've got cop shoots guy.
Yeah.
It was pretty point there. To the point, I thought.
But Robert McCall, Edward Woodward, is not happy about this.
No.
Because he thought this could be resolved non-violently.
Non-violently.
So he points his gun
at
said man.
Yeah.
And then there's a tense moment. Will he shoot? Won't he shoot?
Yeah.
He doesn't shoot.
No, he walks off.
Yeah, what a whip. Yeah.
Yeah. But like I said, we're not quite sure what Edward. I think it's revealed a bit later, isn't it?
I don't know, it is.
It isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, cop lets EQ, I've got here because I couldn't fail. Edward Woodward. We'll fit onto the page.
You could say Robert McCall.
EQ was easier. And then we get a little montage of potential crimes.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a very long title scene, isn't it?
It does. There's a lot of potential crime down there.
I mean, the title scene takes up half the show, I think. It's very long. I've got, it's practice time. I think he goes to see his kid.
Yeah, orchestra. His kid's in the orchestra, isn't he? Obviously, don't take after his dad.
We know his kid from The Karate Kid.
Is that
Yeah, he plays the hero of The Karate Kid.
Does he really?
Yeah. Not Ralph Macchio, the other guy, the blonde guy.
Ah, yeah.
Who's in the final, because it's well established that the Karate Kid is actually the villain of that piece.
Yeah.
If you look at all the evidence, which you can do on YouTube. But anyway, yeah, that's it.
Now, you blame me for watching YouTube, and now you're saying, pointing people at it, the listener, anyway.
And now his son, Scott, says, oh, you're never here. Why are you here now? Yeah, you never come to my practices. Blah, blah, blah.
Poor old kid.
And saw his violin. Or was it a cello? Really big violin, then.
Yeah, it wasn't easy to get under his chin, anyway.
But he says he wants to mend his way, that he's left the police.
Well, yeah, is it the police?
Sure, he says he's left the police.
Or is it armed forces or what? I'm not quite sure, but his EQ has changed.
I'm no longer a lollipop man.
Yeah, and he wants to be there more for his son. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. Yes, it has. Been far too long, Scott. Still remember my name. Good start. Oh, yes, I suppose I do deserve that. No, you don't. It's just a long time since you've been to a concert. Yes, yes. Yes, well, I mean, now, you see, I have time to do more of the things I really want to do. That's nice.
Scott, I've resigned.
I didn't think you could do that.
I changed the rules.
Good for you. When was the last time you were in town? Christmas? New Year's? It doesn't matter. But I remember, you just got back from one of those ravaged countries. A takeover. I watched it on the news. 15 Americans killed, but someone got a bunch of college kids to the airport. A commandeered battered old school bus. I always wondered if that was you. Was it?
Could have been.
How come your father abandoned you, Scott? I popped the last guy that said that. Like father, like son.
All right. Now perhaps we can both learn to control some emotions.
Isn't it too late for that?
Not for me.
And I guess it can't be too late for me.
Things are changing, Scott. It's a new slate. Beginning to feel good.
So what are you going to do with this new slate?
I'm going to stand back, look around me, get to know my son a little better.
Well, you better talk to your ex-wife about that. She's pretty independent now. Good job. New photos on the mantelpiece. Yeah. Charge card at Bloomie's, it's all paid up. She feels pretty good about herself. You can't spoil that.
No, I wouldn't want to do that. Perhaps I can enhance it.
Not unless you've changed an awful lot.
That is exactly why I need the chance to prove that to both of you.
Well, you know where to find me. Look, I've got about 4 hours of practice left before the old man breaks my violin bow over his knee. I mean, if you're going to be in town a while, we put this thing together in a couple of nights.
Yes, yes. Well, I'll be there. That's a promise.
I'll be looking for you. It's great to see you, Dad. It really is.
Likewise.
I always hoped it was you driving that bus.
Then we go to a newspaper ad.
Yeah, he's got a newspaper ad, hasn't he?
Yeah. And it's got a problem.
Guy wanted.
Odds against you. Call the Equaliser. 212-5555-420.
Let's try that then.
Yeah.
Get rid of you.
You're the only problem here.
That's true.
Then we cut to a kid and she's talking to a stranger.
Yes.
Talk about Bowie. So,
yeah, I've got it. Talks about Ziggy Stardust. Yeah.
That's her favourite.
God bless him.
Mum comes up. Guy sort of walks away.
Yeah.
And the mum says, don't talk to him. Don't talk to her. Don't talk to strangers.
Dad, you see Sarah?
Yeah!
Ziggy Stardust is my favourite. You know him?
He's mine too.
Sarah!
I told you never to talk to strangers. What did he say?
We were talking about David Bowie. The man's very nice. He likes your hair. He says it tumbles on your shoulders and is very beautiful.
Oh, Katie, look, never mind what he said. You must promise me never to talk to him again. And if you see him here, you go directly to one of your teachers, all right? Got a deal? All right. Come on, tell him, Dave.
And then we were at a computer terminal, guys. Typing in on a computer.
Well, yeah, a guy works in an office, gets a bunch of numbers, 0900, and dials a number.
Yeah.
Not sure which one.
There's an error. I said it then goes to the war game set.
Yeah, I've got that, yeah.
He rings the general, then hangs up.
Yes.
Doesn't even deep breathe or anything.
No.
What are you wearing, General?
Or maybe it's three rings and I'm home. Yeah. That sort of thing, isn't it? You know, when you're in, yeah. It's three rings, three yeah. rings.
So it doesn't cost anything, just the rings.
Yeah. We presume it's the Pentagon.
I think this guy's called, is it Brad? He's working late and people come in and say, why are you always working late, Brad?
Yeah.
The boss wants to have a word with you.
Yeah.
And it's not about promotion.
No.
Oh, poor Brad.
Poor Brad.
Mr. Olson, Mr. Gardner. You working late again, Brad? Yeah, some loose ends to clear up.
In what account?
Is this same account you've been working on for the last few weeks? Has it got a name, Brad? Or is it something on your own time? For a mystery you're trying to solve.
Well, just my own stuff. You know me, Fred. Ferret away until I get the answer.
I know you, Brad. Very well. But we can't have you working these long hours. It's bad for your health.
Mr. Morgan would like to see you.
In his office. A little chat. Won't take long. Would now be a good time?
Sure.
Now, I've got Stranger Rings Sarah. That's the mum. Mum's called Sarah.
Yeah, guy phones
no,
Lady.
No. The girl's called Sarah. The mum's called Colleen, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, guy phones Lady to see what she's wearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that sort of thing. Mucky.
But he doesn't ring the general to ask. It's a different guy, I know. But
yeah.
If he had the general's number, he'd ask him as well.
Well, probably, yeah. Well,
are you wearing the green one today? Yeah.
Heavy on the camouflage.
The stranger's called Steve.
Yes, aren't they all?
Yeah, I was thinking at this point, oh, maybe there's a link up between these two stories.
Yeah.
But there isn't, they just run.
Yeah, separate. I think it happens a lot in these things, and yeah. There's always a big, intense story, and there's a little sideline on.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one was which.
No, I'm not sure which one was which either. Anyway, he knows where she lives, because basically he's outside.
Yeah, he's in the call box, just outside.
Yeah, just outside, yeah.
For our younger listeners, a call box is a place where you can make telephone calls.
Yes.
In days gone by.
Yeah, put money in, would you believe that? Yeah. Sometimes, they even used to have a telephone book in them.
Well, half of one.
Yeah, well, who could rip one?
And if there was no toilet around, they were ideal places, apparently.
Pretty much, and there seemed to be a lot of advertising in them for ladies.
Yeah, usually about French lessons. Some people want to speak French all the time.
I've no idea. There seemed to be a lot of people offering that.
Yes.
Magnum in this kind of trouble. Hello?
Colleen. What are you wearing? Because I'd really like to know.
You get your kicks and help out, because I'm going to call the police and tell them.
Tell them what, Colleen? My name's Steve, by the way. You know, you never asked me, but I was sure that you wanted to know. Secretly. Deep inside. I've enjoyed our little telephone conversations, but I think that it is time that we really meet. Don't you agree?
What's the matter?
Nothing, honey. Could you turn the sound down, please?
So... We've got EQ meets his old boss who wants him back. Because I can't remember.
Equalizer.
Yeah.
That's not his name.
EQ, Equalizer.
But it's in the magazine.
No, it's EQ.
Should be EW for Edward Woodward.
Woodward. Yeah, but EQ, I knew what I meant. It was an equalizer.
And Robert McCall.
Well, you can call him that.
I
like EQ.
Yeah.
Besides that, it's what I've written. Yeah, he wants him back because he knows too much.
Yeah. He says, don't try and bug me. I'm not going back. I've resigned.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a number. I'm a free man. No.
another one.
All right.
Meanwhile, poor Brad. Old Brad.
Yeah.
Tried to get run off the road, doesn't he, by a dumper truck?
No.
No, he gets run off the road.
And the dumper truck's there to help him.
The dumper truck saves
him. Any rubbish, mate? That car's not looking too good yet.
Where's me lines there? Four from his tail. Wait, my old man's a dustbin.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah.
Brad phones the equaliser.
He does.
And he could have a meeting at noon.
Hello.
My name is Hamilton. I read your ad. I'm in trouble.
Someone tried to kill me tonight.
I know the feeling.
I don't know who you are, but...
Are you in danger now?
No, I'm home. I'm okay.
I'll tell you what you do. Meet me tomorrow at noon. There is a cafe called the New York Cafe. It is across the river from the United Nations building.
Sit at the last table and come alone.
Fine. I'll see you there.
Right. What's your problem?
Who are you?
Well, would knowing that help you with your problem? So why don't you tell me what it is?
I'm a groundhog, you know. That's what my wife calls me. Ferret away at something all day. Keep digging. Rows and rows of figures. Find the flaw, the error, the unexpected. Well, I found it. That's why I was fired.
Where from?
Manhattan Telecommunication.
And what did you find?
Lock sequence. I don't know. 0900. It doesn't exist, but it's there. I know it's there.
What else?
Someone tried to run me off the road last night. To kill me. I'm afraid for my family.
Who fired you?
Leonard Morgan. Worked for him for 22 years.
Hmm. Have you anywhere you can go for a while out of the city?
I got a cousin in Philly. Haven't seen him in years. He's always saying we got to get the families together.
Right, well, you call him and you tell him you're going to take him up on that offer today. Don't use your own telephone. Call from a phone booth, right? Would you mind writing your address here for me, please? Now, if you have any problems at all, you call this number. Again, from a booth. There's a machine on that, and I will call in every hour.
What can you do? This is a major corporation. It's like taking on the U.S. government.
Well, that'll make me feel right at home.
Noon. High noon. Yeah, they meet at a New York cafe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got groundhog. Is that what it's called or something? I don't know why I put that.
I don't know. Well, we'll worry about that. Anyway, he tells the equalizer his problem.
Yeah. It says he keeps coming up with these strange numbers on his computer, that numbers people shouldn't have, but telephone numbers it shouldn't be accessed.
It doesn't seem quite the problem that you would go to this random advert in the newspaper about, does it?
Okay.
Not his problem, no.
Yeah, once she gets round off the road, you think that's the police matter.
Well, maybe the ramming off the road part, maybe, but the phone number bit is a bit bizarre. But okay, we'll go with it. He needs the work.
Yeah, and he tells him he was fired by his boss.
Yeah, for doing no wrong.
Just doing his job and being thorough. Now we cut back to Colleen and the stranger in the shop.
Yeah, she's now shopping, isn't she?
Yeah.
And being followed by the guy.
Yeah. And she starts having a shout at him.
Yeah,
she shouts at him, and he's like, "What, me?
I haven't done anything. She's nuts. She's always doing this."
Yeah, I've never met her before in my life.
Even though I know she's doing this all the time.
I've never met you before in my life, Colleen, have I?
So you want to live back?
Yeah, I know where you live.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he just walks out.
Yeah.
And she's starting to get a little bit worried.
Now, the equaliser, I've got Hamilton. You say it's Brad. It might well be.
Brad Hamilton, maybe.
Oh, probably, yeah.
I'm sure it's Brad. Oh. Brad, maybe his wife's called Hamilton.
Possibly. But anyway, he takes him to the airport.
It's going to take him to the airport.
Tells him to go away.
He says, yeah, he's got some cousins he can stay with up in the north or south.
I mean, the guy's only just met him in a cafe. Yeah. Now you're going to send him some cousins, I know.
But this is a private jet. You know, it's all part of the service, apparently.
He was very paid as a copper, weren't he?
Yeah,
he was. Whatever it was.
But before they get to the airport, there's a car chasing shoes.
Yeah. Car pulls up and tries to shoot them.
Yeah. And there's a lot of going down empty streets. I imagine New York is full of empty streets.
I've got here. For all the wild driving that they do, they all seem to sit rather calmly in their chairs, don't they? No one seems to get thrown around. I've seen car chases, you know.
Yeah, this was older, though. This was the 80s, had better cars, I'm guessing. More stable,
yeah. Just calmly drive down, pretending we're going at a really high speed.
Yeah. And then McCall suddenly pulls up. And he says this isn't working. He pulls up suddenly.
Yeah, it's a derelict site.
A gun out of his car and shoots the windscreen of the other car, which then goes into the river. Splash.
Good sound effect there.
Yeah, spot on. And the bad guy then poses his boss is looking a little bit wet, so I'm guessing they survive.
Yeah.
And he says, who's protecting him? He says, it's just this one guy. He says, well, I don't want problems, deal with it.
Yeah. Cops, now, I think the cops turn up at some point.
Well, Edward Woodward goes to the police to get the who owns the car. He wants to know who owns the baddie's car address, and his friend's there. So that's what I thought. Maybe he did work for the police, and this is the place he worked for.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure, because he talks to his mate. He was a government agent a little bit earlier.
And yeah.
So.
No, I like this. I got this bit here. Because he goes to the police, doesn't he, to get the car number plate. He tells the license plate. The bloke turns away and picks up the first piece of paper, and there it is. You know what, Edward? I've been waiting for this moment, just like you were waiting down in Times Square.
There's only two cars in New York. Yeah. One of them's yours. One. I knew it would be that one.
Yeah, and the other one's the black one, the hoods drive.
Now, the information he gets from this is it's owned by the computer place boss.
Yes. Now, meanwhile, the lady's in the police station.
She's in the police station at the same time.
At the same time. How ironic.
Yeah. They never meet.
No. Telling them her story. And the cop tells her to go home, change the locks, and change the phone number.
Yeah. And don't go out anywhere.
Keep them peeled. Yeah. Yeah. Don't leave the house. Yeah. Yeah.
And she has it, and the police are saying, this guy's done nothing really wrong. There's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
Well, when will it be? When he kills me or rapes me or whatever?
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, then.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
That's a cool halfway through.
Come then.
If you've got time, halfway through. Phone us up.
Yeah.
Leave a number.
Shut up. It's in his voice. It's what he's trying to say. It's what he's implying. Can't you see that?
There is nothing we can do until he...
Oh, until he rapes me? And then if I'm not too frightened to testify, and then what if he gets off? Look, I want you to do something before he hurts me. Please, just haul him in. Scare the hell out of him.
That's police harassment. We can't even check to see if he has a record without a last name.
Oh, well, how stupid of me. I'll make it a point to ask him his last name the next time he's telling me what he's going to do to me. Look, I have a child. He's scaring her.
If he's threatened your child, we can pull him in. But we can't hold him unless he actually
touches her. Look, he doesn't want my child. That's just to make me crazy. Can't you understand that he wants me?
Excuse me. Can you tell me where it's at?
Change your phone number. Buy new locks.
And they're locked in my apartment like a frightened animal. Thank you for your time, Lieutenant. I'm so sorry I wasted it.
Look, sir, I don't care what you want to do.
Now, we then split to a dinner party.
Yeah.
And it's like a celebration,
isn't it?
He's there. I've no idea how he got there or why he's there.
But he's there. And this is the office where Brad worked.
Yeah, maybe he's got some sort of teleporter. You know, he appears in Times Square, he just appears, comes through a closet.
Maybe there's more than one of him. That was his big secret.
Ah.
His cone.
Could be onto something there.
Yeah, he breaks into the office. I like the bit he does with the Polaroid, with the camera. He puts a picture of the Polaroid so they won't see him on the camera.
Classic. It's a classic, but it was badly done classic.
How does he know that's in focus?
I've no idea. That's what I mean. It is quite badly done, wasn't it? It's a classic, but it's poorly thought through.
Yeah. But it works.
It works. Yeah, obviously.
Once he accesses the terminals, the bad guys...
Yeah, they know.
They go, boop. Yep. There, someone's accessing that temple. Get down there now.
Yep.
And of course, when they get there, it's too late. It's already gone.
Yeah.
Now I've got
split scene again.
Yeah.
Or advert, as we like to call it. Woman in shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's enough.
Well, that's it. We know she's in the shower.
Yeah. And I think she hears something, so she comes out.
Yeah.
And then she looks around, and on the front door's open, isn't it?
Yes.
And there's some writing on the wall. It was nice to have seen you.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, the man enters the apartment and leaves a message.
And she calls out for Sarah. She's fine.
Yeah.
But she's very scared. This time she phones Edward Woodward.
Well, I've got here. She goes to our favourite cafe to meet the Equaliser.
Yeah. I'm guessing they phoned. Or she's just turned up there.
Well, again, everyone just seems to turn up. Don't they? She tells him his story.
Has a picture of him, she is drawn because she's an art teacher. Yeah. She goes, it's pretty good.
In fact, I'd say it's a very good likeness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, then he meets someone called Brahms.
I've got here, the equaliser says the odds are in your favour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can equalise the odds in your favour.
Oh, that's why, yeah.
I can equalise the odds in your favour.
More or less.
Courtney gives her a phone number, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, you have to ring this number every hour.
How many phones has he got? Because he says the same to Hamilton or Brad, doesn't
he? Yeah, it's an answer machine.
Yeah.
You phone every alternative half hour.
Yeah.
You phone on the hour.
That's right. But he tells everyone to phone on the hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think, have you got too many cases going on?
It's engaged again.
Yeah.
But yeah, so no. He says, I'm listening. And the moment you need me, I'll be there. And I think, well, it's working this other case.
You know
what priorities he's got, but yeah.
What's your problem?
Is that how you say hello?
Well, my clients don't usually have time for the amenities.
And who are your clients?
People like you.
I'm just so scared.
Of whom?
He says his name is Steve. I think he first saw me in the supermarket. He's been hounding me for about a month. Obscene phone calls, chance meetings. I thought I could handle it. But last night he was in my apartment.
Did he?
No. I think that's part of his game plan. Suggest and insinuate. Make me wait for my rape. I'd move, but where could I go? I couldn't afford that. My rent's controlled, and my daughter's very happy in her school, and I don't know why I should move, because it's my life, and he's the one who's just... I can't stand it anymore. Your ad said if the odds were against me, they are. What can you do?
Well, I can equalize the odds and make them more in your favor.
Oh.
I have ways. Steve, what does he look like?
Well, I'm an art teacher. I did that from memory, but it's pretty accurate. I don't know who he is or where he lives.
Doesn't matter. You don't have to find him, do you?
Sometimes he's hanging around my apartment when I get back from shopping or at my little girl's school. It seems that every time
I turn around. Now, I tell you what you'll do. I will give you a number. And you will call that number every hour from 6 o'clock in the morning until you go to sleep at night. I have a machine on it, and I call in every hour.
What if I see you?
If you see him, you call. If it's across a crowded street, you call, and I will be there. And believe me, he will never bother you again, all right?
That's all it will take.
That is all it will take. Trust me.
I'm just so scared.
Colleen, look at me. Look at me. I'm going to take care of you. Really take care of you. No one is going to hurt you. Believe me and trust me. Now.
He sees the stalker, doesn't he? He sees him.
Isn't this a bit later? He meets Jerry Stiller, doesn't he, first, in the park, for some reason. Which I could never...
He
tells him about this computer company, don't they, that they're blackmailing people by listening or having tapes of their conversations.
Some sort of heads of state or whatever.
Yeah, he names a few people that they're blackmailing. And Jerry says that... tells him that he's a code red at the moment.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, he's considered dangerous to the company. I don't know what company it was.
Well, one minute we say, we think he's the a policeman, and you know, the company is usually referred to as the CIA, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I've no idea.
So we go
he's
back.
Old, anyway. Yeah. Edward Woodward's an old boy.
Yeah.
So
he goes back with Colleen.
Yeah.
And the guy is there, isn't he? The stranger's waiting.
Yes, yeah.
But Edward Woodward is also waiting.
Yeah. So he chases him down. But I've got it. No one seems to notice these two people running.
No. It's New York.
Yeah, true.
And he threatens Steve, doesn't he? At gunpoint.
Yeah.
Catches him.
Yeah, he says, if I ever see you again, you know, that's it.
I'll kill you,
yeah.
no beating about the bush.
Well, I'll take you to lunch at my favourite cafe.
Yeah. Just phone this number. No, not you. Yeah.
Don't kill me! No, I don't have any money. Sure, you can have everything.
Colleen Randall, you've had your fun at the lady's expense. Now, you will not see her. You will not talk to her. You will not go to her daughter's school. You will not see or talk or be anywhere near her ever again. Because if I hear that you have even been walking down the same street that she is on, I will kill you. Now, do you understand that? Do you understand that? Huh? Leave the lady alone. Alone!
I swear! I swear! I swear!
Now we're back with Jerry Stiller, and this is where he tells him about the computer code that's important people, and isn't he? It's a senator, isn't it?
Yeah, he goes to see the senator, doesn't he? And he asks him about if he's being blackmailed.
Yeah,
yeah.
So they've got a tape of him having an affair or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's his usual
blackmail
stuff. Yeah. But the blackmailers want $100,000.
Yes, but they've never seen him, have they?
No.
They don't know what he looks like. So the equaliser goes to meet them, doesn't he?
Oh, well, he's also told he's a code yellow now. So he's just dropped a few codes.
You don't know.
But
yellow could be higher than red.
Says, you're now a code yellow, but you might have to do some work for us from time again. Yeah. And he goes, well, that can work both ways. I might need some backup tonight.
Yeah.
Now look at it now. Old fireball. Squatting at the dock like a couple of tethered antiques. I've just managed to bring your file down to a code yellow. You are now officially dangerous but tolerable, all right?
It's nice. It's nice. What are the strings?
You can be a hero for us once in a while.
Oh. Look, we're a couple of old mercenaries. I mean, I can hear your sales pitch now. Why waste all those years of valuable experience? Let's keep him useful until the day he is expendable, huh?
Yeah, something like that. Oh, I caught your ad. Just make sure that the odds you're trying to equalize aren't too overwhelming. Would you do that for me?
Yeah. Do that. Matter of fact, I've got something on tonight. Might need some backup.
Somehow this is not the arrangement I had in mind.
This cuts both ways. You get something out of it. There are certain people tapping into certain other people's telephones. And one of those being tapped is Senator Jim Blanding.
What am I expecting?
I don't know. A few bodies, perhaps. Maybe mine.
Derelict Ferry, 10th Street.
Hope to see you there.
10 o'clock.
Yeah, as you say, then he goes, then we're back at the flat, aren't we?
Well, yeah, there's a man in an apartment I've got here.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
Sarah's staying away, her daughter. Yeah, is staying with friends.
The man is back in. Yeah. Brad, whatever, God knows who, give up now.
Yeah.
But the equaliser goes to meet the blackmailer.
On a boat.
He's got an explosive in a suitcase.
Yeah, he hands him the case and they look over and it goes bang.
I've got it, fist fight, in brackets, well, shoving.
Yeah. They're old.
There's a lot of shoving, isn't there? Yeah. Some heavy shoving going on there.
I've got the kerfuffle.
Yeah. Baddie has nowhere to run, so falls off the boat.
Yeah. In the meantime,
Colleen has got the phone. I don't know how.
She's forgot to phone, yeah, but Steve says tonight's our night, doesn't he? But, the meeting, then we're back with Colleen.
Well, the equaliser picks up the phone message, doesn't he?
There's
no message, so he knows something's wrong. So he turns up at the apartment, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Shoots the...
There's a shadowing of the beginning, isn't there?
Oh,
Steve holds Colleen at knife point.
Yeah.
And they have a flashback to the beginning. Oh, what would you do? So he just shoots him.
Yeah.
He doesn't try to talk him down.
Yeah, well, he shoots him in the hand, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, yeah. He doesn't kill him.
No. He still had time to go off to the concert.
Yeah, to see the last few bars of his son playing.
Yeah.
But his son looks all happy.
Yeah.
He's made it to the last few bars.
She says she wants to pay
him. Oh, this is Colleen, wants to pay. They're at dinner, probably his favourite restaurant.
Yeah, probably.
From
his
cafe.
He says the fee's $100 to your favourite charity.
Yeah, and that's all.
And she asks him if he wants to stay, but he doesn't.
Oh, do you want to go back to my place?
Yeah.
And he says no.
But he won't. And she says, oh, you can come and see me anytime, sort of thing, you know. I'm always...
in trouble.
In trouble, yeah. I'm always in trouble.
She gives him a number. Just ring this every hour.
Yeah. Three rings when you're home.
Yeah. But that was it.
And that was it, yeah.
Can't stop them trembling.
Oh, come on, they'll stop. Colleen, I misread Steve. I thought I'd scare him away, instead of which I pushed him right over the edge. That's why he came back. I owe you an apology.
Oh, you don't owe me anything. I owe you... How do you thank the man who saved your life?
Well, you just did.
Oh. I withdrew my savings. It's $1,000. I know your fee must be...
My fee is $100. To your favorite charity.
Last night was the first time I was able to sleep in about a month. I was wondering if you'd like to come over for dinner.
I better pass on that.
I'd like to get to know you better.
You wouldn't.
I'll never see you again.
If you have any problems, you have my number. Connie? Goodbye.
Good luck. And good luck to the Equalizer.
It was a lot.
That packs a lot into about 46 minutes.
Yeah.
Which you managed to watch it all. Yeah.
I did watch it all. Yeah. Yeah, see, I did watch that one. I don't know where you get these things from. It's libelous, you know.
The truth is not libelous. So, what did you think? Is it Dorita winning? Is it as high as your other ridiculous scores?
No, this is... See, I've calmed down a bit. I'm going to go 7.
Seven? Oh, that's a low.
Yeah, it is a low.
I'm going to call it a 6. It was okay.
It's okay, yeah.
I never watched it at the time. This is the first time I've ever seen it, apart from I've seen the film.
Yeah, well, the film, another... It's a perfect clone of him.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect clone of him.
Yeah, Denzel Washington and Edward Woodward put them next to each other.
Well, you couldn't tell them apart. They'd be twins, weren't they? Yeah. Twins. Perfect twins, bookends.
I don't think the casting matters too much of the film. I think it's the premise they're after.
No.
Which they completely seem to ignore.
Yes.
Because he's not out to help people, is he? He's just working like a B&Q.
Well, yeah.
I don't know, but that was the start of it. And I think there is going to be a sequel, apparently.
It wouldn't surprise me.
But anyway, back to this.
Yeah, that's right. It was all right.
Yeah, I could see why it was popular at the time.
Yeah, yeah. I had seen other episodes, odd episodes, shall we say. But, we've got here, he works intelligence organisation, which is often referred to as the agency or the company. But as obviously, this is implied that it's the CIA, but they never actually say it's the CIA.
Because you keep it vague, can't you?
Yeah. In case there really is a CIA agent out there called the Equalizer for libelous reasons. I don't see that, but people just seem to run away from this old guy.
He seems to catch up with him.
Because he's not the youngest person in the world.
He's been around a little while, acting and stuff.
Yeah.
He
seems to have a lot of trench coats.
Yes.
It's a dodgy thing, because whenever you see someone in a trench coat, you always see... But this man walks around, no matter what the weather, in a long trench coat.
And various guns.
Yes.
Now, did you ever see a series called Callan?
Callan?
Callan.
Callan.
And that was starred Edward Woodward. He was an assassin for the government.
Yeah.
It's a very British thing.
Yeah, I have seen it.
Yeah, I remember they used to have files, red files... In yellow files, meaning like a yellow file, you disgrace someone, red files, you kill them. I wonder if they, there's a little nod there,
that you
give the red file. I think in the Callan the movie, he kills David Prowse.
No.
With a punch.
Can't be done.
Yeah.
Can't be done.
Apparently, Martin Shaw of The Professionals turned down this role.
Wonder that. We've got. Other people that appeared in this were Macaulay Culkin, 8 years old. Melissa Joan Hart, as in Sabrina, 9 years old. Christian Slater, Kevin Spacey, John Goodman, Steve Buscemi. I can't pronounce
Buscemi.
Yeah, that'd do. Him. So, Adamant, yeah, I remember the Adamant one.
Oh, God, I do now, you've mentioned it.
Yeah, yeah. Laurie Petty, Adam Halvitz of the Beastie Boys appeared in one of them. There's an awful lot of people that have appeared. Jennifer Grey, Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, God.
Yeah, all the big people.
Yeah, I mean, this is early in their careers, obviously, you know.
Simpson.
Was that from The Simpsons?
No, Ashford. Olympia Dukakis. What sort of name's that? But yes, quite a few well-known, or would be later on, Jenny Agutter. Oh, blimey, there's loads of them. A lot of people that would then go on to perhaps try and better themselves.
Or worsen.
Of course, he was also married Michelle Dutrice.
All right.
Yeah?
That's who you'd be married to.
Yeah, second wife, that was.
Oh.
Some mothers do have them, isn't it?
Hey.
Yeah, that's Michelle Dutrice, isn't it?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah, well, it was all right.
Okay. Do you know, at one point...
Do I know anything you were going to say then?
At one point, Edward Woodward...
Woodward.
...owned a pirate boat. A proper galleon.
Yes. Yeah, so...
In the Isle of Wight, it was. And I went on it.
Did he appear miraculously out of the closet?
There was a lot of wooden dummies, but he was one of them.
He wasn't one of them.
There was a phone number up there if I needed any help, but... Oh.
Of course I can understand that, yeah.
So we've got no real interesting facts that made a film out of it.
Yeah, they said it was an awful long time after.
A long, long time after. I mean, Edward Woodward is no longer with us.
1989 to 2014.
Yeah, it's a big break, isn't it?
25 years?
If you like.
Yes, so people forgot by then.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if there was an uproar about it, making a film out of it, like some programmes. I don't think there was,
no, because I don't think anyone really cared too much about
it. And it was dead to Washington, so, you know, has he ever made a bad film?
Yes. Don't ask me which one, but I know he has.
What, Versiology? What's the video one? Also stars Russell Crowe. It's awful. It's a god-awful film.
Well, there you go. So yeah, that's good enough.
But that's one out of so many.
No, I don't know.
That's what I'm just saying.
Well, you're always marked on your bad ones, aren't you?
His batting average is very, very good.
It is very, very good, yes. Okay.
Right, and that concludes our Spy v Spy.
Yes.
An espionage special.
Yeah. So
That was the high to finish on we wanted.
Yeah. The Shawshank, he can come out now. Yeah. Carry on digging.
Well, next, because it's October.
Yes.
We thought we'd do a couple of Halloween scary programmes.
Be afraid. We were afraid.
Yeah, terrified. And of course, we like real horror. Real fierce.
We're hardcore horror.
We might have to change the ratings for this, because we're starting with Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes.
Or Buffy. Buffy? Buffet. Take your pick.
So, would you like some buffet?
That one.
Well, yeah, hardcore.
Yeah,
horror.
Real terrifying stuff.
Yeah, it was for me.
And we concentrate on the pilot of that.
We did, which we'll talk about next time, whenever we meet again.
Yeah, if we meet again.
We'll meet again. I don't know it.
Yeah, that's your current music level, isn't it? Watching Goodnight Sweetheart on
the and... It's a documentary, isn't it?
Yeah.
About everyday life in the East End. Yeah. Oh, blimey.
Mary Poppins. Okay, until next time.
Bye-bye.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't